जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
Together we will chant.
Om
Aapyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotramato Valam Indriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahmo Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Astu Anirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishatsu Dharmaha Te Mai Santu Te Mai Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
In our last class we have seen the story Akhayika. In chapter 1 a seeker came, qualified seeker came and asked about the who am I. The crux of the question was who am I? And the answer was given in mantra number 2, Upanishad over. Then in the second chapter, few seekers were still sitting. They wanted to experiment, practical batao. And the practical was given, pratibodh abhiditam manam, matam, pratibodh. In each thought you will find, and the process was elaborated. How you can reach that illuminator of that thought. Upanishad again over. I said two times Upanishad over. Still students were sitting there. Then came the story. And what was that story? Story was that was there was a fight between demons and devatas. Devatas were losing. So immediately they prayed to the Lord. Because they are Ishwarvadi. And Asura, Asura are Anishwarvadi. They don't believe in Ishwar. No prayer. So naturally, Lord showered his grace on the Devtas and Devtavana. And after winning the battle, they threw a party. And they started claiming, I did this thing, this asura I killed, that asura I killed. At that time, the Brahman, who in the form of the Ishwar showered the grace on Devtas, he appeared in a form, and the name of that form was given Yaksha, adorable spirit, worshipable spirit. He took a form, appeared. All the Devtas who were enjoying that party, they could not recognize, we have not invited. Who is this? To find out, the first Agni Devta was sent. Find out, who is that? Uninvited guest. Agni went there. Then the Yaksha asked, who are you? He said, I am Jatveda. Everybody knows me. You don't know me. You know, what is your strength? What is your power? What can you do? Oh, anything on this earth, I can burn it away. Everything. Oh, okay. And that Yaksha put a grass on the table and said, burn it. And with full force, the Agni Devta could not burn it. So it was a hurt, severe hurt of ego. First when he came, who are you? He asked, I am Jatveda, everybody knows. And Yaksha don't know, who is this Devta? And second time when he could not ignite it, that was another blow. Returned back to pavilion. And how? Then they sent another representative. It was, Vayu this time. Vayu also went. Then he said, what is your name? Mahatariswa, space traveler. What is your strength? Yaksha asked. Yes, I can do anything on this earth. Oh, okay. Again, same blade of grass, you blow it. He also could not do it. Came back. They reported to their Lord, Lord Indra, king of all devatas. Then they requested Indra to go and find out. Indra went there. And when Indra went there, that Yaksha disappeared. It was just like a dishonor when a guest comes to your house and you see and you shut the door. It was again hurt. Ego of the Indra was hurt. But he stayed there. And at the same place, Uma appeared and asked Uma, who was that adorable spirit? Then Uma said, that was Brahman. Then it was, we have seen also, that among the all devatas, these three became famous because they could approach. They came very close. Agni and Vayu, they came very close to Brahman, but could not recognize. But the Indra stayed there, and he got the information of that Yaksha, that adorable spirit. So among all these devatas, three were prominent, Agni, Vayu and Indra. And among these three, Agni, Vayu and Indra, Indra was superior because he came to know first about that spirit. Yeah. This much we have seen in our task. So now what is the implication of this story? In the story we find that the Brahman has taken a form. this is the seed of avatarvad, seed of incarnation. Nirgun Nirakar can take a form and become Sagun Sakar. Why he takes the Sagun Sakar form? Upasitabhyam, so that we can worship him. Nirgun Nirakar we cannot worship. We have got 16-step puja or other step, 5-step puja or even more detailed puja. Now tell me how you can offer a asan to Nirgun Nirakar. How will you wash his feet, padyam? How will you wash his hands, argyam? How will you offer achmaniyam to Nirgun Nirakar? Can you do that? No roopa. How can you do that? So sagun sakar roop is required, which is adorable, worshipful. So this is the first thing we learned from this story, is there is a seed of avatarvad here. Now some may challenge it. This is myth. This is not a myth. We are not studying Purana. We are studying Shruti. We are studying Veda. Veda is saying that. And Veda is the Praman. It's not a myth. And this has come into the 9th chapter, Talvakar Sakha of the Sam Veda. So it is Veda we are studying. It is not the story from the Puran that this has happened. Shruti is the Sabda Praman. So we should not doubt it. And why he takes a form? So that we can worship him. Why do we have to worship him? So that we can purify our mind. He has got the Sattagun, he is the Satta Pradhan. And we have got Rajagun, Tamagun Pradhan. We have got Sattva, which is Malina Sattva, which is only a little bit. I have to increase that capital of sattva. Where should I go? To the person who has got the sattva guna. So that Ishwar has got more sattva guna. So I have to worship him. That is why we all worship Devi Devtas, to get the sattva guna. But instead of asking sattva guna, you ask all anatma vastu. I will not say elaborate further. You ask all perishable things from the Lord. But that is for the purification. And how long it will take? That we have seen in Panchadasi. Anek janma bhajanat. Anek janma bhajanat. Not one life, two life. Vidyaran Swami says that it will take many, many lives to purify your mind. So we have to start the sadhana to purify our mind. So Brahma is always nirgun nirakar, but he can take sagun sakar roop. The whole akhaika means story, is for the stuti of Brahman. Brahma vidya stuti. It is called arthabad. Arthabad means praising, glorifying. Glorifying what? Brahma vidya. And second point we have to understand from this story, that the sagun can be worshipped. Sagun sakar can be worshipped. Shruti is saying that. Don't doubt Shruti. It is the revelation to the saints and sages. And this is truth. Whatever is stated in the Veda, they are absolutely true. There should not be any doubt about that. Now, point number 3. In the story we have seen the first Agni went to find out who that Yaksh was, but he came back, could not find out. In Tattva Bodh, we know who is the Agni Devta, who is the presiding deity of which organ? Agni Devta? And speech also.
स्पीच ऑल्सो. सो वाचो देवता वन्नी, दिस वी हैव स्टडीड इन अवर तत्वबोध. वाचो देवता वन्नी. And in the mantra number 2 in the first chapter we have studied that na tatra chachu gacchati na vaak gacchati na mano na vidno. Na tatra chachu gacchati na vaak gacchati. The organ of perception can't grasp it. Vaak represents organs of action, sorry. Organs of action can't grasp it. And the presiding deity of Vak is Vanni. Fire also could not get it. Did you get the connection? Number 2. Next went fire. Fire is? No, sorry, Vayu. And Vayu is the devta of? Tvach. And the Tvach skin represents organs of perception. Earlier it was said, na tatra chachu gacchati. Now, the Vayu Devta went there. Vayu Devta is the Devta presiding deity of the skin, touch. He came back. That shows that the touch represents organs of perception. By organs of perception, you can't grasp it. Negated. So by organs of action, very daring statement, by puja you will not get it. By japa you will not get it. But don't misunderstand, those are required. Their purpose is to purify your mind. So by organs of perception and by organs of action, can't be touched. Next went Indra. Who is Indra? Indra is the lord of all devtas. Vayu devta, Agni devta, lord of senses. He also could not get. And the mantra also said, na mano. You see, you got the connection. So this is not a story. You have to infer that these devtas represent these indriyas, and these indriyas you can't grasp it. Very good. Point number 4. So what was point number 1? Point number 1 was that story praises Brahma Vidya. Story also tells that there can be Sagun Upasana. Then 3 devtas represents organs of perception, organs of action and the mind. By these you cannot grasp it. Now come to Indra. Indra was standing there. Indra was standing there. Indra was Jigyasu. Other two were not Jigyasu. Other two had the Abhiman, ego. And they came back. Indra waited there. And at that time, Uma appeared. Indra ego was not hurt. The moment Yaksha disappeared, Indra did not return. His ego was also hurt, but he didn't return. He was Jigyasu. He was a seeker. He has got the qualities, all the qualities which is required for getting that Brahma Vidya. He stayed there and there appeared Uma. And what is Uma? So we can see it in 2 ways. Uma is Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya means she is the incarnation of Brahma Vidya or personified form of Brahma Vidya. It's the knowledge, Brahma Vidya itself. Or you can take it, Uma is Guru. So without that Brahma Vidya, you will never come to know about the Brahman, number 1. Number 2, without a Guru, you will never get a Brahma Vidya.
Uma is personified Brahma Vidya. She gave that Brahma Vidya. Or she is Guru who gave that knowledge to Indra. So without Guru, you will not come to know Brahma Vidya, number one. And without Brahma Vidya, you will not get realization. So Indra was endowed with all the qualities, hence he got the knowledge of the Brahman. Others were having not full qualities because they had the ego abhiman. Now point number 5. All gods were thinking they are great and they have defeated the Asura. They thought they have defeated the Asura. They are powerful. But actually it was because of the grace of the Ishwar whom they prayed. They got the strength. So the gods are not Sarvajna. Vayu Devta, Indra and Agni Devta, they could not recognize that Yaksha, adorable spirit. We all say Sarvajna, Sarvajna. But in this sense, they are not Sarvajna. They could not recognize. Jat Veda could not recognize that Yaksha. This also shows that Adi Devik Shaktis are not supreme. There is another Shakti beyond that from which they get the power. They are just like the ministers in a government. President has got the whole power and he delegates. When the minister take oath, they are given portfolios and they are given power. You are the minister of finance. So he has got the power of finance only. He cannot interfere in defense. Similarly, these devatas, Agni, Vayu and all, they have got the departments only. But there is something superior to them and that is Brahman. Now we come to the Bhashya written by Shankaracharya. It says, Brahmaha Devabhya iti Brahmana Durvigyaya. That Brahman is Durvigyaya. Durvigyaya is very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. Durvigyaya. Ukti Yatna Adhikyartha. Why it is said Durvigyaya? Why it is difficult to understand? Adhika prayatna, you have to put in more effort to understand. So it is expected that we should put in more and more effort to get that Brahma Vidya. Samajh mein aata hai? I am not saying. Shankaracharya is saying. Yatna adhikyartha, you have to put in more effort. And once you get it, samapta brahma vidya yad adhina purusartha. Once you get that brahma vidya, samapta purusartha, all purusartha are gone. You need not do any dharma artha kam mocha. For getting the moksha, we have to do the dharma, then earn the money. With that money, you satisfy your kama, dharma, righteously earn money, artha. That money you utilize in fulfilling your desires, kama. When the desires are fulfilled, then comes the moksha. But once you get the Brahma Vidya, you are mukta. Now, Bhatta, do you have to do any purusartha? So, in one sentence, Shankaracharya says, Samapta Brahma Vidya Yad Adhina Purusartha. Yad Adhina, who has got this Brahma Vidya? Jiske Adhina Brahma Vidya hai. For that person, purusartha no more required. But he can do. Tad Vigyane Katham Namu Yatna Adhikam Kuryaditi. Therefore, one must do Adhik Prayatna. To put on more effort to get this Brahma Vidya. Then he says, Samadhi Artho Bhamnayo Abhiman Satnath. This part of the story also tells about the destruction of your Abhiman. Vayu and Agni had the Abhiman, the ego. They came back. So the story also tells us that the Abhiman is to be left, ego. And in our BMI chart, where is ego? PFT is the ego. Perceiver, feeler and thinker is the ego. Then he says, Nahi samadhi sadhan rahitasya. Nahi is simple Sanskrit. Nahi samadhi. Have you heard the word sam? Samadhi. Refer to Tattvabodh. Who has written Tattvabodh? Pankaracharya. He has used only one word, samadhi. Samadhi means? Sat sampatti. What are those? Wrapper. So the Prakaranga knowledge is required. Samadhi, he wants to say that you should be sadhan chatushtaya sampanna. That means vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti and mumuchyuddham. What is this sat sampatti? It is also wealth. Like the dollar you need to purchase the sense objects here, you need this inner wealth to get the knowledge of self. Samadhi sat sampatti. So he said, Nahi samadhi sadhan rahita. If you don't have this sat sampatti, then what will happen? Abhiman raga dvesadi yuktasya. If you have got abhiman, if you have got ego, if you have got raga and dves, what is raga and dves? Likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes means vasana. So if you have got ego, if you have got raga and dves, that means if you have got the vasana, then abhiman raga dvesa adi yuktasya brahma vijnane samartham nasti. If you have got the ego and the vasana, you are not eligible for brahma vidya. Agni Vayu had the ego. You see, how is the raga and dvesa? Rag and dves are just like a moss on the pond of water that covers the water. I don't know, I don't see here. But in India, you'll find a lot of ponds covered with the moss. Water is there, but you can't see the water. What you have to do? You have to remove the moss and you can see the water. Similarly, Atman we all have got. It is covered by rag and dves and abhiman. Raga desh abhiman is like moss. We remove the moss and you can see the water. We remove vasana, remove your ego, you will get it. Very good. So Indra was qualified, no abhiman, he didn't come back. Even the door was shut on his face. He actually disappeared, but he stayed there. No abhiman. So he got it. Then again, Shankaracharya ji says, Saguna Upasana Arthe Vapodita Tvat. So this is for the Saguna Upasana. When that yaksha appeared, took a form for the other seekers, what you have to do? You have to pray, you have to worship that form so that your mind is purified. When the mind is purified, you will find it there, in the mind itself. Pratibodh viditam matam. We saw in the second chapter. In pratibodh, in each thought you will find. Because he is illuminating all thoughts. Pratibodh viditam. But why we are not able to see? We are not able to see because we are only attached to the specific form. We see the book. We are not able to see the light around it. We miss the light. This has got a specific form. What is this? This is a book. Can without light you see it? No. In the dark room you can't see. If I show, what is this? You will say, I can't see. Similarly, all the thoughts are seen in the light of that consciousness. We see the vritti, we see the thought. Thought of book has gone inside. Book has not gone inside. A thought of book has gone inside. And who is illuminating that thought? That consciousness. But we come back from the vritti only. We travel with the vritti, but we don't see the light which is illuminating that vritti. If you go beyond the vritti, you'll find it. It is always there. So for getting that, you have to have your purify your mind. It's a science. Without purifying your mind, you cannot get it. So the first sadhana is the purification of mind. That is why in sadhana panchakam, the first line is beto nitya dhiyatam tad uditam sar
karma sanushtiyatam.
Tad uditam karma sanushtiyatam. Tad uditam. First we have to study the scripture. Scripture will tell you what sadhana you have to do. Then after that, you do accordingly. When the mind is purified, so in a brahmacharya ashram, you have to study the scripture. In grihastha ashram, according to the, you have studied the scriptures, according to that, you fulfill your desires in the grihastha ashram. When you fulfill your desires, grihastha ashram, as per the scripture means, you are performing yajna or puja part, you are doing the samarpan to the Lord, you are bringing in Ishwar in your life, then slowly it will start purifying. Otherwise it will never happen. Whole life we have worshipped our own ego. We have not worshipped Lord. Now we have to worship Lord with our karma. That has to be done 24 hours. That will be your puja of 24 hours. So when the mind is purified, the first step is purification of mind. Second step is the knowledge. Knowledge will take 1 second. If the mind is purified, you will be able to grasp it immediately. So Sagan Upasanartha, so the story tells that there is a Sagun form also, and in the Sagun form you can worship that Sagun form and purify your mind. So yatna, you have to do more yatna to get it. Second it, you should not have ego and raga and dvesh. Third, you have to do Sagun Upasana. Yatna, you see, yatna is very important. Very important in the sense, suppose the two students are appearing in the exam and one sees that the paper is very difficult, comes back, leaves the paper and come back. Other waits there for 3 hours, tries, yatna, yatna, yatna. And he gets the pass mark. I will tell you a real story about this, yatna. In India, when I was appearing for my chartered accountancy exam in 1967, at that time there used to be the result of 1% or 2% result. And the exams are conducted every 6 months. There is no important or unimportant, you have to study the whole course. I thought, being an intelligent person, at least the last exam mein jo question diya wo to nahi aayega. At least I can escape that much. And you know what happened? They gave 2 questions from that only, from the last paper, 20 marks each and compulsory. In CA exam, you don't get many questions. Out of 10, you have to attempt 6. No! They don't give you choice. 40. And the pass mark is 50. So 40 I have not studied. Out of 60, I have to get 50 marks. And that also economics paper. It's a theory paper. Very difficult. Many left. I said no. I will try. Then at that time I have completed my MCOM examination. So I learned some advanced terms of economics. So I use those terms there, not related to the question. And the examiner also understood. He said, he is writing so advanced words, at least give him 50. So he gave me 51. I passed. Adhik yatna. You have to do it. Adhik yatna. Then after that, rag, dvesh and ego should not be there. Third is the sagun upasana. And the fourth year, Shankaracharya says, Brahmeti paro lingat. Here, Brahma means Ishwar. Brahma paro lingat. He is Ishwar. And who is Ishwar according to our Tattva Bodha? Brahma plus?
Maya plus Brahma.
Satta Pradhan Maya is Ishwar. He is Sarvagya. Nahi anyat paradiswarat nitya sarvavigyat paribhujnanadam trinam brajji kutam samartham asti. And it says, those devatas, they are getting their power from that Brahman. Only that Brahman is nitya and sarvagyat. He is the supreme. He only can make a trin, a straw, a vajra. Vayu could not blow it, that blow of grass, because that has become vajra. It becomes so heavy. The Agni could not burn it. That was that Ishwar. Brahman plus Satya Pradhan Maya. Brahman can't do it. Why Brahman can't do it? No gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. We have studied in our Ishavasya Upanishad. So Brahman can't do anything. For doing anything, he has to take a form. And for taking a form, he has to take the help of Maya. And with the Satya Pradhan Maya, he is a Sarvagya and Nitya. And with that power, he can make a blade of grass a thunderbolt. And in Ramayana, we get an example of that also. Son of Indrajit, Indra. Jayant. Son of Indra, Jayanta. He wanted to know the identity of Ramji. Who is this Ramji? Is he Lord? Roaming around in this jungle in forest, he took a form of a crow and pecked the feet of Sitaji. What did Ram do? Took a blade of grass, threw. That became an arrow, a vajra. Jayanta was flying all over the world, met Naraji. How can I get rid of this? Naraji said, go back to Ramji, surrender there. Then only you will get relief. So they have got the power. This is the power of Ramji. Blade of grass, through, khatam. Ishwar Icha, Trinavapi, Brajji, Bhravati, iti upadyate. With the Ishwar Icha, even a trin, even a blade of grass can be made vajra, thunderbolt. That also is shown here. Then it is said, Shruti Smriti Prasiddham. Prasiddham bhi nitya sarva vigyan ishware sarva atmani sarva saktau siddhepi shastrastra nishyat uttrati. It is said that the Ishwar is the sarvagya. That is the Shastri saying. And it is has got the nityata also. But the jeev is not nitya. Jeev is not sarvagya. But jeev can, by Brahma vidya, can remove his ignorance. That is what the Shastra wants to say. Now comes the logic. Number one was Shruti, then Yukti, and third is Anubhuti. these three things are required. First is the Shastra, Shruti, then comes the Yukti, and third comes the Anubhuti. The Shruti has said that you can remove your ignorance by getting the Brahma Vidya. Jeev can remove his ignorance, but he has to do Prayatna. So it is said, Yad idadam jagat eva gandharva yaksha raksha pitra pisachadi lachanan dyuvitya prithibhya aditya chandra graha nachatra vichitram vividam prani upubhogaya sthana sadhanam sambandati tad atyanta kusala silpi bhi api durnirmanam. It said, you are seeing the Jagat, na? Yes, I am seeing the Jagat. What do you find in this Jagat? He said, Gandharva, celestial musicians are there. Then Yaksha, adorable spirits are there. Raksha, Rakshas are there. Pitra, Pitra Lok is there. Pisach, Bhut Pisach, ghosts are also there. Adi Lachanam, Dyu, Swarg is there. Akash is there, Prithibi, this earth is also there, Aditya, sun is there, Chandra is there, Graha is there, planets are there, Nachatra, stars, etc. are there, Vichitra, Vividam, strange, lot of things are there. Prani, Upabhogartham, and for all the pranis to stay, the whole world is there. Lot of things are there. Tad atyant kusal silpi bhi, atyant kusal silpi, silpi even the artist, atyant kusal, best silpi cannot create this. Can a silpi, can an artist create this? No. Then which silpi has created?
Brahma.
Ishwar has created. But we don't see the Ishwar. But the creation is seen. What Praman is this? Arthapatti. What is Arthapatti Praman? You have seen the roads are wet, but you have not seen the raining. By inference you draw, it must have rained in the night. Similarly, you are seeing the creation, whole creation. And Shankaracharya says, Ati Kusala Silpi can't do it. Nobody can do this. So who is that Silpi? We are not able to see that Silpi. That proves that there is Ishwar. And that Ishwar gets power from Brahman. There is a Brahman, Nirguna Nirakar. If he wants to do anything, if you have, we have to explain the whole creation, Brahman is always akarta. We always say, he is nikamma. My guru said, he is Brahman, is nikamma. Kuch nahi karta hai wo. But if we have to say that the srishti, how the srishti has come, then we have to bring in maya. With Satya Pradhan Maya, he becomes Ishwar and he creates the whole world. So this story also tells you that the Ishwar is there. Then in the last, Shankaracharya say, Prani nam kartavya bhoktatra adi abhimano mithya iti etat darsanartham va akhyayika yatha devanam jayat abhimana tadvadati. So this akhyayika is for the jiva also. Like the devata had the abhiman, abhiman of winning that battle, similarly, the jiva also has got the kartitva bhoktitva. When they were enjoying the party, there was a claim storming session going on. I killed this asura, I killed that asura. I, the abhiman came. And the Lord wanted to remove the abhiman of his devotees. That is Lord's job. Na me bhakta pranishyati, that is his job. It's not our job. So to remove the ego of the devatas, the yaksha appeared and sold them. It was not the victory because of your power. That power was given by me to you. Understand that. Devta understood. So from that story, we also have to understand that we have got the kartabhav. I am the doer. Kartitta and bhoktitta. We have to learn from the akhaika, from the story, that really speaking, we are not karta. And in Bhagavad Gita it is said, what is that? In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, ahankar vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. Ahankar vimudatma. Because of your ahankar you are saying, I am karta. You are not karta. Where did you get the power? It is the consciousness in you which is giving you the power. Without that strength, you cannot move your finger. But we say, no, humne kiya, I am the doer. So to remove our karta and bhokta bhav, this akhaika is also going to help. Like this akhaika, this story helped the devtas to understand that there is a superpower which can make a blade a vajra. Similarly, the same power is with all of us, which is giving us the strength. So this is the inner, deeper meaning of that story. In chapter 1, Brahman, one instruction was given there. Who is that? Na tatra chachu gacchati na vaag gacchati. Complete. Second, pratibodh viditam mana. Third, still student were sitting. Akhaika was said, I know you will come again on the next Sunday also. So Upanishad will tell you some more. If you have not understood, then you come again. So now, after that, examples will be given. We'll see what the examples in the next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Gayatri
Havan. Yeah, next class we have got Gayatri Havan on 1st, next Sunday. It's 10:30.